From tasting workshops to cooking demonstrations, Slow Fish is a made-to-measure cornucopia for seafood lovers. Keen to get my teeth stuck in, I make my way towards the fish market for a personalized tour.
I am Marco Pistagnesi and I'm a master's student at the University of Gastronomic Sciences in Pollenzo, Piemonte.
So Marco and I are in the market now, which
very
is crazy, isn't it? It's quite hard to fight through the crowds. There are hundreds of producers of all sorts of different fish products here.
I've tried to make a selection that does not only include a curiosity and interest element, but also products that are also sustainable and also include an element of responsible purchase of fish.
Hello, ciao. The fisherman, sei pescatore?
La bottarga, abbiamo terminato la bottarga.
Nibbling my way around the stalls, a highlight is discovering tastier alternatives to tuna, that trendy sushi favourite, frowned on here for being overfished and containing high levels of mercury. Smaller fish like bonito turn out to be more delicate, healthier and cheaper.
Questo è marinato. Olio, acqua e sale, senza nessun...
Marco's tour is all going swimmingly, pardon the pun, until we reach our last stop, the Colatura di Alici stand.
So this is a Colatura di Alici. The best translation I can think of is anchovies dripping. The way it's done is basically you take the anchovy through a drying process, you let the fish go through a certain rottening, really, that's what it is, stage and process. And at some point, this fish would drip its own organic liquids. It sounds very disgusting.
Yeah, rotting fish.
Usiamo solo il nostro pesce del nostro golfo, perché il nostro golfo è profondo.
Producer Giulio Giordano explains the process of making colatura, from the moment local fishermen bring him the anchovies to how he layers them with salt in wooden barrels and leaves them in a vault for 3 years before beginning the final dripping stage.
Si prende e va nel cavò alla maturazione. E là rimane per 3 anni.
I'm standing here smelling it. It's pretty strong. It smells kind of slightly like dirty bodies, people who need a wash. But I am going to taste it. Posso assaggiarlo?
Come no, devi assaggiarlo.
Questa la voglio assaggiare anch'io, posso?
Già miscelato l'olio, l'aglio e colatura come verrebbe la pasta fatta a casa.
Ok, olio, aglio e colatura.
Mangia.
So, oil, garlic and colatura. Oh, wow. Mixed with oil and garlic, it's delicious.
Buono?
No, buonissimo.
Allora.
Giulio proudly offers his recipe for a tangy pasta sauce. 1 spoon of colatura, 2 spoons of olive oil, garlic and fresh parsley. But he warns me never to add salt, not even to the pasta water. I never thought something that smelt so bad could taste so good. Happy to escape from the crowds to a rooftop restaurant overlooking the port, I meet Nando Fiorentini, a Tuscan fisherman turned fish supplier.
La curiosità di quest'anno, per dire di questa manifestazione.
The curious thing about the event this year is that the public has been very interested in learning about the parts of the fish that we usually considered waste. Not just the internal organs, but also the bones, the head, and the spine. The inner parts are, in my opinion, the tastiest, starting from the fish cheeks that fishermen have always called the priest's mouthful because they were the most exquisite part. They were saved for children or special guests because they had a perfect percentage of fat and no bones, a real delicacy. Inside the head, there are other great small parts like the top of the palate, the connective tissues around the eyes, the muscles from the fish jaw. There's plenty to have fun with.
As well as being his passion, Nando says it's even more importantly about responsibility.
Sempre più spesso sentiamo dire,
More and more often we hear that there's less fish in the Mediterranean and the rest of the world. I say it's everyone's right to eat fish, and we should eat it. But we should eat the whole fish and waste as little of it as possible, so our children will be able to find fish to eat too.
Nando's cautionary yet quirky lesson is one of many here. Visitors learn that consuming more responsibly can be creative and fun, if a bit bizarre.
To eat jellyfish means help the environment because you consume the low level of the food chain and at the same time you help the sea because you eat a chain that is a problem at the moment.
That's Franco Andaloro, a marine biologist with the Italian Institute of Environmental Conservation. And yes, you did hear him right. The recent Mediterranean jellyfish invasion has, he says, been caused by global changes, overfishing, and illegal catching of jellyfish predators like turtles. More generally, he says the Mediterranean is now the most invaded sea in the world, with over 1,000 alien animal and plant species. With so many invasive species, the eat-it-to-beat-it approach is becoming increasingly popular.
It's interesting. It's an interesting experiment. Now is a message that we like to give to the people, starting from that, making an adaptive approach to the climate change and the change of the environment. Preventions, mitigation and adaptation.
Interesting and strangely attractive, the jellyfish cooking demonstration is undoubtedly Slowfish's biggest crowd puller.
Boiling water. I put here the jellyfish.
Fellow marine biologist and passionate cook, Professor Silvio Greco, is pre-boiling to remove bacteria and, of course, the poisonous sting. He's about to show us how to make jellyfish tempura.
Right, the moment of truth, I'm going to taste jellyfish in tempura. It's squidgier than calamari, but really tasty. I want another piece. Right, I'm giving it to Arianna, age 3, to taste. What do you think? Yummy or yucky?
Yum.
Yum?
Yeah.
What did you think? Delicious or disgusting?
The butter is nice. The jellyfish tastes nothing. The taste is a little bit slippery.
Quite slimy.
Slimy, yeah.
Was it the first time you've eaten jellyfish?
Yes. I've heard about the concept before, but I've never had it.
What did you think?
It's quite good. Yeah, surprisingly nice.
So if you've ever had a beach holiday ruined by a coastal jellyfish invasion, the solution could be stop fretting and start frying. Danny Mitzman, DW Radio, Genoa.